Coming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO, I'm Tim Fleming, and we do have Lark Trickstead in studio with us today. Hello, Lark.
Good morning.
Our caregiver corner.
You got it.
And we have our own little corner here.
We do.
And we care.
We do.
Yes, we care.
It's about life stories.
Life stories.
Yeah.
And there are some neat stories.
Yeah.
And today, what, fire safety for older adults and caregivers?
That's why we're red jacket.
Oh.
Fire safety.
Fire safety.
Alarm.
All right. The U.S. Fire Administration wants older adults, their caregivers, and all Americans to know that there are special precautions you can take to protect yourself and your home from fire.
Yeah, and this is especially a good time of the year. I really didn't realize this, but people over the age of 65 face the greatest risk of dying in a fire more than 2.5 times than that of the general population. But the good news is, there's a chance of surviving a home fire almost doubles with the initial warning from a smoke alarm.
Install smoke alarms on each level of your home and inside and outside sleeping areas.
Yep.
So multiple places.
Got it.
Test them monthly. Replace alkaline batteries at least once a year. Caregivers are encouraged to check the smoke alarms of those who are unable to do it themselves.
Absolutely. And now this is a big one. Be safe around medical oxygen. And this is from a refereed resource. It's not me telling you, but they're saying that when using medical oxygen, the amount of oxygen in the air in the room can increase. And so this means there's a higher risk of both fires and burns because it's easier for a fire to start and spread. So people think that those oxygen units are going to explode, but actually what happens is they start on fire and then the plastic can actually melt to a person's face. So it's dangerous. So never smoke in a home where medical oxygen is in use. This is hard for me. Never use a candle, a match or a lighter or other open flame and a fireplace. That's something to think about. An open flame fireplace or a gas stove or other equipment fueled by gas, kerosene, wood, or coal. So there's a lot of things that you have to think about with oxygen in the home.
I don't know that I would have thought of some of those.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
That's a learning point.
Be fire safe around your home. Careless smoking is a leading cause of home fire deaths among older adults. If you must smoke, never smoke in bed.
Right.
Stay in the kitchen when you are frying, grilling, or broiling food. Use a timer to remind you that you're cooking. You're laughing.
Now, well, I know.
I'm one of those guys. I might start something cooking and then
I know.
Get distracted because I want to watch Joe Maurer at bat or
something.
There you
go.
You know?
I'm with you.
Don't overload electrical outlets or extension cords.
I can still hear my dad saying to me, "Lark Joella, don't pull the plug on the cord." You
yeah.
know, when you pull the cord out without pulling the plug, so that creates an arc, they say.
Careful, careful.
But you should plan your escape, you know. Developing a fire escape plan around one's capabilities is a key element to fire safety. And, you know, if you have a walker or a wheelchair, you need to check all the exits to be sure that you can go through the doors. And unless instructed by the fire department, never use an elevator during a fire.
Nearly 7 out of 10 fires occur at home. When faced with a fire, the first thing you should do is quickly evacuate the house or building.
Yep.
Then call 911.
And this is especially in reference to older adults. Get out. You know, don't try to save your checkbook or whatever. Just get out. Very important.
If
your maturing parents live alone, I'm referring to parents like us, Tim.
Yes. Okay.
Your parents should, you should make sure as children that they know the importance of fire safety using these fire safety practices outside safely. I've had a few problems in this area in the past with, especially this time of the year when I want to burn debris in the garden.
Uh-oh, burning leaves.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
Be safe, people. Be safe. There's some good things in here, though. Just,
yeah.
You know, the idea of be safe around medical oxygen.
Right.
Planning the escape. Now, that is something that we've always done at our house.
That is so good. So you know where to
yeah.
go.
If something happens, where are you going and where do we meet when we get there?
Yes. Just forget. It's hard to leave things behind, but saves lives that way.
It does.
Yep.
Very, very good stuff.
Yeah.
Lark, more good stories. If people want to find out great information like this from our Caregiver Corner, where do they go?
NorthIowaSageLink.com, and we have all sorts of different areas that you can, under education, that you'll learn about things like this.
Hey, you've got a special event coming up, too.
We do.
We should probably just give a little plug to, can't we?
Oh, I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, tell us about this.
Well, the Aging Coalition of North Iowa has put on a care conference every year. This year we're having it at Muse North on November 5th from 2 to 4, and there is registration. The topic is making decisions about health decisions and end of life, and making health choices for yourself too. So, and they can call a number. I think you have the number there to register. It's important for the food part, you know.
Yeah. Let me get on over here. This is at through North Iowa area.
Right.
Community College. And the telephone number 422-4358 or 888-466-4222, extension 4358. You can register online too at NIAC.edu.
Yeah, and what's the official title? You have that page there.
The 2018 Aging Services Coalition Annual Caregiver Conference.
Uh-huh, and...
Avoid the Crisis.
There you go.
A conference on healthcare decisions.
Mm-hmm, yeah, and I get to be the keynote speaker, and then we have a great panel of authorities from the community.
Right.
Attorney and someone from Elderbridge, and then Barb from Hospice about how... You can find resources to make those decisions early.
Yeah, Dave Gruders, John Joyner,
yep.
Barb Godfrey, they're all going to be there too.
Awesome.
But, of course, the keynote speaker, Lark Trigstad.
Oh, yeah.
And for all of you fans of this show.
Did you notice that your name is mentioned on the front of that flyer? Lark is the author of...
Oh, my goodness.
And Tim Fleming.
Oh, my. Well... I'll come that day and get your autograph.
There you go, and I'll get yours.
Lark, thanks a bunch.
All right, thank you.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it set for Mason City and for North Iowa.